Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the midday show here. Andy and Randy, I am Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker. He is out doing some nice volunteer work in the areas impacted by Hurricane Helene, and you can help him out with support now for the Hurricane Helene Assist. Join us in supporting the Haywood Schools Foundation by donating today. Head over to 92.9thegame.com and give what you can. I wouldn't call this breaking news here, Randy. You know what? You probably haven't seen this. They just came up with a time and a channel for Texas, Georgia, if you had to take your best guess.
Oh, God. I'm going to tell you what I need it to be. I need it to be a night game.
Okay.
I need to be a night game, all right? Because I will be on an airplane.
This is October 19th.
Yes, I'm in an airplane because my wife, bless her heart, you know, I will.
Got yourself a trip, huh?
I will give my life for this woman, my life, my soul for this woman. This is, but bless her heart. She got bye weeks mixed up. So I'll be on an airplane, but I need to be at night. So what is it?
7:30.
Okay, 7:30. Okay, so it's going to be tight, but I think I should be able to watch the whole game. And I'm not going to say where I'm watching the whole game at because I don't want it to seem like that. But, yeah, I should because we leave here Friday. Oh, yeah, I should be all right. We leave here Friday morning. Yeah, we leave Friday morning.
Because I'm filling in for you that day.
So we leave Friday, and we're going straight there, and it's like a five-hour flight to where we're going. And so I should be able to watch it.
ABC.
I should be able to watch it.
7:30 ABC.
I should be able to watch it then, Abe.
Good opportunity there.
Let me make sure, though, because she's been changing this trip like six times. Like,
is this a situation where you have like something going on?
This is her birthday. We're going away for my wife's birthday and everything. And so she keeps like every day something new. Bam. Oh, I got added. Oh, look at it. So, you know, I'm letting her do her thing. I'm just sitting back and just, you know, not looking at the statement. Just going, let her. Yeah, it's your birthday, baby. You go do.
I'm going to be here.
But you're going to be here Friday.
I'm going to be literally here. Well, the game's Saturday.
I'm saying if you're filling in for me Friday, that means at least Friday.
Oh, you took off at least.
At least I took off, right? So, yeah, I should be able to watch.
I'm going to be physically here because I got the pre and post for Atlanta United that night.
Yep.
They try and get to the playoffs.
I know that weekend you got F1 is down there in Austin that weekend. And F1 racing is that. I think that's it weekend. And so then you got Georgia. I was praying that it would be a night game. And now that I know it's a night game, all right.
Cool.
Me and her back on good terms.
Are you in on that F1 movie Brad Pitt's doing? Are you aware of this?
I was not.
There's like they said it might have cost like $200 million.
Oh, no, I was not aware.
I think it's for Apple.
Oh, yeah, I was not aware, but I told you I watched the thing on Netflix and then Talk with Mike Bell. I'm hooked on Formula One.
Yeah, I think Brad Pitt's got a big F1 movie coming out.
I am hooked on Formula One.
I don't know if it's this year, maybe early stages next year.
Really? I did not know that.
All right, well, that was just a quick blurb on Georgia. We'll have a couple more blurbs on Georgia. Let's go ahead and get to it with our most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Wow.
Dylan was too slow. Dom wasn't fast enough, like, coming out. It was like a little whip route, return route. He's coming back in. So I'm trying to get it over Dylan, and he thinks it's going to him, but there's nobody covering Dom. So he kind of looks surprised, but no, it was going to Dom.
As Carson Beck, because there's a lot of suggestion that he got lucky with an accidental touchdown toss.
Damn sure looked like to me.
he said no, man. Oh, it was okay. The intention. One of these guys was slow, and I wasn't waiting on him, man.
Damn sure looked like it was it. Hey, don't look like it was on purpose, but I don't apologize for touchdown. And it was a touchdown. They still got work to go, Abe. They do. And you just mentioned the Texas game. It's going to be hard to beat Texas the way we're playing. Now, no, Texas hasn't played anybody really up to their levels or anything like that. But I think
that win against Michigan, similarly to other games, looks worse and worse every week. I mean,
whatever. We knew they were going to beat the hell out of Michigan.
Right.
Michigan can't, got no offense or anything.
The one thing you can't, though, is
You can't start this slow. That's the big thing for Georgia. You got to figure out what you want to do early on in football games. I don't think this offensive line is as good as I thought it was going to be. Then you lose your All-American guard and everything. You had a young guy, Mike Bobo's son, starting at the center position for them yesterday on Saturday, or came in for them on Saturday. So they still got a lot of work to do up there. I think the biggest thing they got to do is start running the ball a little bit better early.
Two touchdowns for ETN. We saw a little bit of that.
Yes, I want to see the running game. I want to see them get this young guy.
I know you mentioned Nate Frazier.
I want to see the young guy get some more carries. But
is there any expectation Robinson's back anytime soon?
I don't know, because I know he was dealing with that turf toe.
That is such a wild injury. That can be 2 weeks. There could be 4 months.
Exactly. So you just don't know what his status is going to be. But they got to continue just making plays in the pass game. And Carson, just stay comfortable and don't have those disastrous mistakes, man.
Yeah. He had a couple bad sacks and run backwards the wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, they had a sack with a three-man front.
Yeah.
I've got to call him his dad, his uncle. Lawson Lucky was running wide the hell open. It's a three-man pressure, and he walks into a sack. Those are the things that are getting the ear. I think those are the things that irritate that, and them not setting the edge like Georgia can.
Yeah.
So very rarely would teams get outside of Georgia's defense. They're doing it too regular now.
This was a 31-13 game that
– happy they won.
A couple of facets of it maybe kind of jumped to mind here. They outrushed Auburn by 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Time of possession was 31.5 minutes to 28.5 minutes. Not a big advantage there. And first downs was 21-18. Mm-hmm. Now, I know sometimes in circumstances you have like a super explosive offense. Maybe you don't have a ton of first downs. I don't really think that's necessarily the case with this Georgia team. They won the game comfortably on the scoreboard. I think as a fan base, it was a comfortable win. They didn't really dominate, though.
No, it was. I think the score doesn't tell. You know, I mean, Georgia was in control for the most
part.
Neither
the box score doesn't tell the full story, nor does the scoreboard.
But I think it was, and I said it was just. I mean, I'm happy as hell with the win. So I'm not going to sit here and complain that Georgia only beat Auburn 31-13. I just didn't think it was where it needed to be.
The reality is that effort is not beating Texas.
It just wasn't there, and that was my whole thing. And I told you, my son and them, they went up there for homecoming and everything, and they just said the energy in that stadium, it just wasn't there. It just wasn't where it needed to be. And you know, Kirby did address that.
Well, let me ask you about that.
One thing I don't do, and you'll never have to hear me say anything about fans booing or fans cheering at home. Make them damn cheer. Make them cheer, first of all. And don't do dumb stuff that make them boo you. That's my thought process all the time.
Was Kirby's comments about the fan, the energy, the excitement, was that about that game or was that about something else? Is there another message he's trying to deliver?
What message could that be?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. I mean, he said it about...
Need to be louder? We need this to be a better home field advantage?
I'm assuming that's why he said it. Or he put it in there, anywhere we go, we need this place to be. Like, if you saw the game last weekend and you felt that energy in that Alabama stadium, that's what he's looking for. But yet look at what was happening in that game to allow their stadium to be as electric as it was.
I don't want you to dump on Georgia fans.
I would never dump on Georgia fans.
Hear me out.
No.
Because it's not just them.
Right.
It's every school that does this.
Yeah.
And I feel like this didn't used to happen. Fans maybe either don't care or have become less intelligent. Stop making noise when your offense is on the field.
Oh.
I can't tell you, Randy, I can't tell you how many quarterbacks I see holding the helmet
trying
to hear.
How do you know that is them? They're cheering. I mean, the one thing about it is...
Because the quarterbacks are trying to hear.
No, but that you got to understand that damn listening device, how it's in there. You got to cover up the ear holes,
okay.
No matter what.
Right.
Yeah, so don't.
I feel like I didn't used to see it that way.
I'm not going to go in and say, they don't know what they're doing. When the offense is on the field, you don't cheer.
You got to remember, it also wasn't a big deal, previously, because they didn't have the helmet comms on offense or on defense either. They didn't have the helmet comms on. It was just the signs, and so you weren't dealing with it. I just feel like they can you control the volume of that thing on your own?
I don't know. I know the funniest.
I would want it just as loud as possible.
The funniest thing is when it's loud and the coaches are yelling or the coordinator's yelling and the quarterback gets irritated. Like Phillip and Norv used to go back at it all the time because Norv would be yelling in
Phillip's
ear.
Bro, I hear you. Calm down.
And Phillip don't curse. Gosh, dog it, Norv. I got it. Dang it.
Yeah. I also realized that the other day, and I don't know why, this is me being real stupid, like real dumb. Obviously, the quarterbacks can't talk back to the coaches. It's one-way communication.
Correct.
So, like, if there's something that they want to relay, they're just stuck.
There's usually a signal that you use it to let them send another play in.
And it shuts off, so they're doing other things anyways. All right. There's still a lot of college football to get to. We want to talk a little bit more about what happened to Alabama. I want to look at the AP poll because there's some interesting numbers, teams moving up and down in this one as well. And I also want to talk about that Tennessee-Arkansas game on the other side. This hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. It is Randy McMichael. It's Abe Gordon here filling in for Andy Bunker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Midday Show, 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon here filling in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael. I want to keep talking college football here, Randy.
I got and I didn't mention it in the NFL No Huddle, and I got to give a shout-out to my man Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
Touchdown yesterday, just a moss-like. Just
57 yards, I think, helps my fantasy
on a damn banana route. But, yeah, I can't believe I did not give my man Brock a shout-out, so congratulations to him. Dude, what a monster.
We're too busy worried about who's going to throw passes next week.
I got to make sure I get some love to my man.
Brent Key just said something that I think is interesting, and I think it relates directly to the Alabama upset at the hands of Vanderbilt. And I'm just paraphrasing here. But Brent Key essentially said that not everyone is interested in just sitting around for these big-time programs, and maybe that's leading to more parity. I think a premise would be you'd rather maybe play for Vanderbilt than sit the bench for Alabama. Are you getting that more now because of open transfers and NIL? You getting that more now because if you're good, the NFL draft will find you no matter what school you're at? Is that more than maybe when you played?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I think, I just saw another kid from Bama just decided to red shirt and everything, and some D lineman because he's not getting enough playing time. It's always hard to say parity. I mean, do I think
– you have to transfer after that?
If you want to transfer portal, yeah.
You're not redshirting to stay at Alabama, got to go.
You want to go. But I think that if we talk about parity and all those different things, even after what happened Saturday, who are you going to take – who do you think – who do you think –
like Hugh Freeze said, nine out of nine times.
Who do you think is going to be a contender for a national – not Vanderbilt?
No.
You know what I mean? So that's why I sometimes you just look at it and just chalk it up to a bad damn Saturday. And, luckily for a sports fan, there's been a lot more of those than we've used to seeing. But
yeah.
I'm not going to put Vanderbilt in a conversation with Alabama or Georgia or anybody like that. I'm not going to sit here and try to even play like that. They played a great game and caught Bama with their pants down. Exactly what happened. But I do believe that they were on that day, they were – I don't think they're a better team than Bama. I think they played bad. I think their team played better than Bama.
And
it happens.
Yeah, it does. And we mentioned this as well. No. We also mentioned this. It's also nice to see this was an upset made by performance on the field, not – and what I mean by that is they went in there and outplayed them man for man.
Yes.
It wasn't just – we've seen upsets occur because of fluky nonsense.
Right.
Non-repeatable stuff. It was nice for and change to see a team that just had their best performance of the season and beat a team that is better than them,
yes.
And that's what happened. Tennessee and Arkansas was interesting. Number 4, Tennessee goes into Arkansas. They lose this one 19-14.
Hold on, real quick, Abe, to your question about the transfer. Rusty's listening just said that the players have to finish the semester academically so that the kid will have to stay in Alabama. So he got to stay in Alabama.
But
then he will not be able to do any football. He won't be able to go into the football facility and all of those stuff.
But I guess what I meant is, like, a player can't be like, I don't want to lose a year of eligibility, right, but I'm going to stay at this school. Like, the coach would never allow that, right?
I don't know about that.
Have to be for the coach to be like, all right, you're
exactly. Like, coach, I don't think I want to play. But I'm sure it has happened where – and a lot of it has to do with talking to mom and dad and them. We want our son to, since he's not going to play, we don't want him to lose a year of eligibility. Hell, some of them, a lot of times, they want him – like, why would you want to take a year? Because the biggest thing now is you got to get to the league, Abe.
I would just say, you remember years ago, the whole thing was like keeping eligibility, and you'd only play him so many games.
I got to get to the league, man. I got to get to the league.
It used to be a coach's call to do that. We want to keep this year. Now it's the other way. I agree. Get to the league.
Get to the league as fast as possible.
Yeah, I just found that interesting. Tennessee and Arkansas. This was not how I thought this game was going to play out. If you told me that Arkansas was going to win this game, I kind of would have ridden with you on the premise of it just turns into a shootout and Arkansas can go, Tennessee can go, and maybe it's a who has the ball last situation. Arkansas won this game defensively. Yeah. They really shut down Tennessee, especially in the first half. They go to halftime at 3-0. It probably should have been 17-0. Again, the taking the points situation kept Arkansas off the board for the most part. Tennessee, because it was 3-0 at half, had a lifeline, and they battled back and eventually take a 14-3 lead. But then Arkansas comes back and wins it 19-14. Yes, ultimately, Tennessee did let Arkansas score. I thought it was one or two plays too late, if we're going to be honest. And then Nico runs out of bounds with no time left on the clock.
You can't run out of bounds, Nico.
That was the one time I felt.
You can't run out of bounds right there. You got
that's an experience of freshman.
Got to put the ball up. All right, even if it goes over by everybody's head or if it's picked off or whatever, you got to give your team an opportunity to make a play. As we said earlier in the show, I love it for Sam Pittman, so do a lot of other people. So you saw how happy you were for him coming in because he's a lame duck coming into the season. We understand that.
Is he still?
No, I don't think he is now.
Okay.
But I thought
because Clark Lee was, and now he's not.
And he looked at it from a standpoint where I was glad to have my job still. And so, you know, they go out and get Petrino and everything. But I'm with you. This is about the defense, man. The defense went out there. They played well. They were able to pressure Nico. And they didn't give up the big play.
Can I be honest on this for a second? I don't know how much of it is Arkansas's defense versus Tennessee's play calling.
I think that scares me a little bit. I'm going to go with the defense.
And that's fair. But
because that offense puts up points. And so I'm going to
sacked Nico, I want to say, four times.
Exactly. The defense.
I agree.
Got after him.
I also didn't – and maybe it's because they were scared of the sacks and the pass rush. Nico made one long pass to Dante Thornton. That was the only play, I think, over 20 yards in the air. And are you trying to hold Nico back because he's a freshman to prevent the mistake?
Then you have to attack downfield. It's easy to say what you can do where those opportunities
there. The defense may dictate it.
I agree. They played an Arkansas
secondary we have seen been attacked week in and week out.
Yeah, and then Tennessee couldn't get there. So go back to the same question I asked you about Alabama and Vanderbilt. You're going to take Arkansas over Alabama over Tennessee?
This one's a lot closer.
I'd say that's not what I asked.
But yes, I would still take
any given Saturday, whatever. But I think you just seen it more, especially this past week, when you look at all the top 10 teams that all lost.
Again, five of the top 11 teams lost, all on the road. Miami, in my opinion, should have been a six. But that's its own discussion.
A lot of these people are looking at you as a Miami hater.
I just think it was targeting.
Yeah.
They certainly should have lost the week before. That's not on me.
That sounds like you're a hater, man.
Was it a touchdown the week before?
I'm just telling you, right? No, it wasn't a touchdown.
Was it called a touchdown?
It was called a touchdown.
Okay.
But it wasn't.
I agree with you, by the way. Ohio State got off to a slow start against Iowa. 7-0 at halftime. They then turn it on. Jeremiah Smith, another one-handed touchdown catch.
Just sick.
Are those two guys, Smith and Ryan Williams, two of top five?
Yeah.
Two of the top five in their draft, right?
Yeah. These dudes are, and the thing about it, they're only going to get better. They're both still babies.
Yeah.
And they're only going to get better. These two young kids are just freaks, man. They really, really are. And they make it look so easy, which is a thing that's going to be really, like I said, this,
they're also used in multiple ways.
One, I was like, the last time a wide receiver was drafted number one overall was Keyshawn. I was like, are we saying that one of these dudes might not be that guy? I mean, I don't know what the situation down the road is as far as quarterbacks, who's drafting, where, and whatever. But these dudes are going to be top 10 picks.
If you had to, just based on your own thought, your own projection of development, which one do you think would more than the other, if there is one?
If they're what?
Which one of these two guys do you think is more likely to be a number one overall pick?
I think Jeremiah Smith's wild. What about his up?
Ryan Williams is too. It's tough. I know.
Ryan Williams ain't done nothing to make me take it out. Smith is Smith might be a little bit bigger than he is.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But they're both just outstanding.
The body control, it's all nonsense. And they're also being used in nice creative ways. Jeremiah Smith was scored on an end-around a couple weeks ago. We saw Ryan Williams get one out of the backfield this week, and he runs it into the end zone. Clemson at Florida State. Maybe a little life from Florida State, I guess, but Clemson wins this one 29-13. What? Brock Glenn? A little spark to the offense?
Yeah. No? My ass. That was pathetic. Clemson should be ashamed of themselves because Florida State's dead in the water, man. They really, really are. And for them to sit there and play around, and I'm going to say that about Clemson. Clemson was playing around with his food against the Seminoles.
It was never up for doubt in terms of the win.
They should have just went ahead and beat the hell out of them.
Thankfully, they covered at the end. It was one of my picks.
Yeah.
By the way, we mentioned the Texas game hosting Georgia October 19th. It's going to be 7:30. On ABC. We're also now getting the Mercedes-Benz Georgia Tech football against Notre Dame football the same day, October 19th, mm-hmm. is going to be 3:30 on that one. And so you have an opportunity to watch both of those and get going from there. Georgia Tech won 24-14 against Duke this past week. How about my Gators? I took care of UCF. A lot of doubters out there.
They need that one.
It might be their last win for a while.
I almost tweeted that out. They needed that win right there.
I almost tweeted, like, when's their next win? Like when you look at their schedule, they got Tennessee this week. Like, they're not going to beat Tennessee.
What a game that used to be, boy. Whew.
Tennessee. Man.
Oh, just a great, especially, and we all know the era that I'm talking about with Spurrier and Peyton and all those dudes. What a hell of a fall off this has been, mainly because Florida's looking like crap. But yeah, Florida needed that.
We talked
in
about
worst way.
We've talked about like Napier needs to get a couple early, and he's gotten three.
They're
3-2
right now.
You got Tennessee road game. No, I know. You're home against Kentucky.
Maybe. Maybe.
Georgia.
No.
The game I'll be at.
No.
Texas road game.
No.
LSU at home.
No.
Ole Miss at home.
They might get one of those two.
I've seen nothing that makes me believe that. And then at Florida State. Come on, man.
Who knows?
Give us a little credit.
Who knows?
Give us a little credit.
I don't
credit.
Know, because that's the thing. It's going to be end of the year, last game. I mean, they're both probably not going to make a bowl game.
It will be the
point.
Last game for It'll both.
The last game for
we may not. Napier may not still be there Napier at that point.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that, you know, right now, Florida's just in a bad spot right now.
I was thinking about it, though. I was like, man, they better beat UCF because they may not get another
win
the rest of the year.
They needed that win in the worst way yesterday.
They looked, Saturday. You know, UCF's no world beater. They look pretty good, though, against UCF. They held them down a bit.
Yeah, considering it was UCF.
I know. I said that.
They played them pretty good, pretty close. But, yeah, they needed that win for a variety of reasons. Because if they would have lost that game, remember 2 weeks ago,
we
came in on that Monday. I was like, is he going to have his job at the end of this Monday? If they would have lost UCF, he would not
have
a job.
There's a couple reasons, but
he would not have a job.
Real quick, the AP poll, Alabama's down to 7. After their loss, they fell behind Georgia. I had some people who were like, well, can you really just put them right behind Georgia now after they just beat them? Apparently so. Penn State up to number 4. Oregon at number 3. Miami up to 6. Iowa State 11. Clemson 10.
It's so funny. My great friend, Anthony
Hoosiers up to 18.
Anthony Beck just texted me and said that I guess he saw something because, you know, it says the starting quarterback for Iowa State.
Yeah.
Yeah, he texted me and said that.
Rocco!
Yeah, he texted me something about, you know, if all of us went the right way, that we would end up playing them in the playoffs. And I was like, yeah, I love Nephew, but I don't think the Cyclones want to see them damn Bulldogs.
They may not want to see them, but they might. Vanderbilt, by the way, extended the rankings, Vandy would be 30th.
Vandy couldn't even get to number 26.
No. I don't remember who 26 was right
Maybe
now.
The number
Navy
one team
is 28. Army is 29. Vandy would be 30.
They couldn't even get to the top 26.
And my Hoosiers coming in at 18.
I'm telling you, Indiana, the best start they've
Their
had
schedule's
in a long time.
Dogleg, too.
And it lines up for them to have a successful year up there.
10-2 is almost likely at this point. If they win the games, they should. There you go. All right. That is it for college football. It is time for the AMA. The Midday AMA. Grab your phone. Dial us up. 404-726-0929. Any topic, any question, you can jump in and get involved. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Midday AMA coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. It's the Midday AMA. Couple lines open here. Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael ready to field any question, any topic. 404-726-0929 if you want to get involved. Real quick, we got one on social media I wanted to ask you before we get to the phones here, Randy. This one comes from Noble. He says, listening to you guys while I'm deployed. First off, thank you for your service.
I appreciate it, man.
Secondly, the question, is Mike Bobo holding this dog's – I assume he means Mike Bobo, not Drew Bobo.
Yes.
Bobo holding the dog's offense back?
No, he is not.
I don't think so either.
No, he's not. Right. That was going to be the blame. It's Bobo's fault. Not really.
But now we get to blame both Bobos.
Yes. No, I don't. My personal opinion, that is not, no.
All right, let's go ahead and kick things off. Line one, we got Jimmy in Decatur. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
Hey, I was watching like a clip on Instagram this morning, and it was like The Rock. He was a guest referee, and it was Triple H and the Bulldogs. And it just brought me back to like the early when I used to love wrestling. And I was just trying to see were your guys' favorite wrestler and the best intro back then.
Oh man, I used to love Ric Flair when he would come in and have that music, and then he would be sitting there, and then he would come out with the big robe and everything when Ric Flair would do that.
Old Ric Flair.
Old Ric Flair with the long.
There was a 90s Ric Flair that I consider short hair Ric Flair.
Yeah, nah.
And not that one.
I remember when he cut it was right before this is when I was still watching wrestling, I think it was a Royal Rumble. When he was number one and he can't end up winning it. But, yeah, when he cut his hair before. But, yeah, Ric Flair, there's nothing like a Stone Cold Steve Austin, Undertaker, his damn intro with the dong, dong.
Yeah, love lights that, go right? dark.
Yeah, love that one.
I was more into the promos than the actual wrestling.
Right.
So, like, Macho Man and Ric Flair gave great promos early on.
Great promos.
Afterwards, you got to The Rock and Stone Cold and Y2J, and there was some good stuff there. In terms of the entrances, how about my guy Bill Goldberg? Goldberg would come out, the music would hit.
Okay.
He'd do the whole thing. Bang his head on the locker.
I was over the Goldberg intro after maybe the fifth time.
Who's next? Come on, man.
I mean, the security come. If he's this Billy Badass, and I love Bill, and I know Bill, we talked. But if you Billy Badass like this, why you got a whole damn army of SWAT people walking you to the entrance?
Because it's pro wrestling.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. Yeah, he had a bang on the door. He comes out.
That's like asking why the Big Boss Man didn't actively carry to the event.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just asking. But no, yeah, Bill Goldberg.
Don't. I don't know. That's just me. JG is in Atlanta. What's up, JG?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Kind of have a question for both of y'all. First, Randy. What's your confidence level in the dogs being able to win a natty this year? And then, Abe, I feel like you'd be able to answer this better. Y'all did like a picnic gathering a few years ago in October. Would y'all do something like that at the radio station? Appreciate y'all.
What? Appreciate it. I'm guessing he meant when we did our 10-year anniversary. Remember that was when Georgia and Georgia Tech both had a bye week? Remember our 10-year anniversary down on the Beltline somewhere? I'm guessing
fun.
Maybe he that like we did that as a celebration.
That was a lot of fun.
In football season, it's just tough to hold anything on a Saturday or Sunday, to be honest.
Yeah. And then what's my confident level? I mean, I'm very confident. I think that they're too talented of a football team. They just got to figure it out. And I think that, you know, I will give them the benefit of the doubt until I don't have to anymore. They lost the game. I wasn't saying they were going to go undefeated anyways. But, yeah, I still have a lot of confidence in Georgia.
I would say 8 of 10, no one. Right now is a 9 or a 10. I think there's still questions to be asked of every single other team.
Right.
So I think they're right in this discussion just as they were, just with one L in the column. That's all that is. Line 3, we got Matt, who's driving the big rig on I-75. What's up, Matt?
How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Doing good.
Hey, did y'all hear about what Keanu Reeves did this past weekend?
Yes, I did. He started a pro race, finished 25th out of 35 drivers.
Oh, okay.
I assume that's what you're talking about.
Little Toyota GR Cup action for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it, Matt. Yeah. I did see that. Obviously, like, I don't know how well you have to do to not finish last. Like, obviously, get through the race and not wreck. I don't know if I'm supposed to be impressed. Like, all right, first off.
What the hell are you talking about, first of all? What are you talking about?
He started a pro driving race.
Who?
Keanu Reeves.
I didn't hear the name. Oh,
Keanu Reeves. That's why
I hear the name. The actor.
And I'm just like, and again, I'm not suggesting I would do this or do any better. That's not what I'm saying.
Yes, you are, Abe.
That's
you
not.
Always gotta put it
that
way.
Is not
yes,
what
it
I'm
is
saying.
What you're saying. It is what you're always saying.
What I'm suggesting is I don't know if finishing 25th overall out of 35 drivers is impressive.
Is he a professional?
No.
Okay. Was he driving a professional race?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
With a professional team and a professional car.
But was he a professional driver?
I don't even know if he passed anyone.
But is he a professional
driver? What if he started 15th and finished 25th?
Is he a professional driver, yes or no?
He's taking some classes.
Is he a professional driver? There you go.
Probably.
Next caller.
We got Scott in Canton. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First off, I want to say that WrestleMania 13, the glass crashing in front of Stone Cold was probably the greatest entrance of all time.
Yes.
Secondly, have you ever felt like a belly chuckle laugh? Like, I mean, I was crying on Saturday night, or Saturday afternoon, should I say, when Alabama went down. Like, I've never felt so much fun watching that whole ordeal just go down. Dandy owned it. Have you ever felt that watching the team lose?
You know what? I don't really... I'm kind of always been like that. I'm always like, whatever, if a team that probably beat my team or a team that I don't root for loses. Only one time I got a chuckle is when, I think it was like 2 years ago when I forgot who, Georgia Tech had a big win and then they lost the next week to Syracuse and all the Georgia Tech fans were in my mentions all week after this big win and I just gave the smiling emoji, a smiling gif afterwards. But yeah, I don't root for SEC. I don't root for none of that. We were at, my son Samson had a football game yesterday. We were at the park. And so I had my, as usual, I wear my Georgia stuff. And this family walked by and they were like, and they had Georgia stuff on. And they said, go. And I was about to say, dogs. And she said, go Commodores. I was like, what? And I looked at her. I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, the Commodores. I was like, what about them? Why don't you go put on Vanderbilt clothing then? I'm a dog. I don't give a damn that Alabama lost. But it just threw me off. Hey, because she came over. She's like, go Commodores. I'm like, are you for real?
I don't really necessarily take joy in other teams losing. Like, I know it frustrates their fans, and the other fan base can be excited for that. It doesn't do much for me. Like, I was asked yesterday, like, how great was it that Alabama? I'm like, I don't know, it was a good game, man. Like, it was cool to watch, but like,
that's me.
I don't take joy in it. I just watched the game, and it's a cool moment.
That's
but
me.
Like,
yeah, but
I'm not actively happy it happened.
But I was happy that Georgia Tech. They were,
That
one time they were all in my mentions that whole week, and I was just like,
I wonder if that was the same week that everyone here was like Georgia Tech came at everyone on the station.
It was.
And it's just like,
and then they lost,
man.
Then they lost to Syracuse.
Then
they lost to Syracuse that next week. I was like, yes, now I love this.
So you
sit your ass down.
Action.
Sit your ass down.
Final call of the day here. We got Patrick in Powder Springs. What's up, Patrick?
Yes. Number one, go dogs.
Go dogs. Always.
I have a question. Kyle Pitts always looks like he doesn't want to be out there. Is it because that's just his, like, demeanor? Maybe, Abe, you can answer that, being a Florida fan. Or is it because they're using him, like, blocking more than targeting him?
I don't think he has a naturally entertaining, enjoyable face. I think the emotion that he expresses comes very few and far between, and I'm okay with that.
Right.
I think we've seen times where he's like,
he's been emotional,
actively smiling or laughing.
I'll never say that the Kyle Pitts doesn't want to be out there playing
football. I wouldn't try and read into someone's emotions or how they feel based on their physical appearance.
I would never do that. But now to say he doesn't act like, no, he wants to play football. I do believe that, and I don't believe that they're using him the way that he should be used, and they're making
They're working on it.
They're making him do stuff that he's not very good at.
Yeah, mini buy
to change some things up.
All right, let's go ahead and get away to the takeaways.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
According to my mentions and a couple DMs I got, Abe is a University of Miami hater. And I finally learned what cod is. It is not a damn fish.
No, it's not.
I know I have a steamer, but it's still in its box, and maybe I should use it.
Yeah, brother. That's the
same. I'm sorry, man. It won't happen again. Try not to.
Well, I found out that Abe was a crazy young man going to hurricane parties so he could get drunk.
Yes.
Okay, and then I finally found out who Cedric the Entertainer was talking about when he said this.
Hockey? Because you get to fight.
He was talking about Randy McMichael.
Because, bros, we try, hey.
Just out there looking to fight.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Pretty good.
All right, when we come back, we'll check in with Dukes and Bell. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.